Jim, looks like we're looking at right now the Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk of severe storms for later this afternoon and evening, especially east of the Mississippi River. So that would be the area to keep an eye on. The models do show scattered thunderstorms developing probably by 4 or 5 p.m.
And what type of amounts are we talking about? The potential there, and then what type of severe weather are we talking about as well?
Yeah, we're going to be looking at the potential for large hail, damaging wind. There is a low confidence, however, of a isolated tornado potential, but mainly a large hail, damaging wind threat. But this activity looks to be scattered. We're not looking at a widespread event or anything like that. And it's going to be mainly during the evening hours. The storm's going to be moving rapidly to the northeast and east at about 50 miles an hour. So you'll have some brief torrential rain, but we're not looking at anything widespread as far as heavy rain amounts.
And then as far as active weather, when I look at the forecast, it looks like there's pretty much a chance of rain kind of through the extended period. Maybe not every day, but it looks like almost like every other day. So active weather going to be in play for the next week or so?
Yeah, it sure does look like that. We're getting a lot of storm systems be moving across the country over the next couple weeks. And in fact, a vigorous storm system is going to be arriving in our area, looks like on Sunday and Sunday night. And there'll be a lot of Gulf moisture available with this one, pretty strong system. So we're looking at a lot of areas getting an inch and a half of rain, rather widespread Sunday to Sunday evening, and also potential of severe weathers there too.